This is so wizard, Andy.
They were Wonder Balls. That was the name of them, Wonder Balls.
Mark, you have no idea how deep the rabbit hole goes on this.
No, I don't. Kind of glad I don't, actually.
Broadcasting very fast and very dangerous from the planet Malastare, you are listening to So Wizard.
You're thinking, you're the people gonna die?
The only podcast to make the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
There'll be no one to stop us this time.
Oh yeah, it is time for episode 130 of the So Wizard podcast. I am your host, Joey DiCarlo. My co-hosts, Aubrey Litchfield.
I'm hungry. I want some tacos.
And the expert, Marquis Marcellus Reagans.
I am lazy. It must be the weekend.
I'm blue, dabba dee dabba da. How are you guys?
Fabulous.
Hanging
in there. Fantastic. Well, you are listening to So Wizard Podcast. Three friends discuss the world of nerd podcasting weekly. This week, we'll be discussing nerdy news. We finally have the return of Aubrey's segment, We Gotcha Taboo. And then we'll jump into a full review and reaction to the season premiere, the series premiere of Riverdale on the CW. All that being said,
I can't wait.
How are my co-hosts this week? Aubrey, how are you?
Fabulous.
And Mark, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much, man. I took a week off of watching movies. Of going to the movies. This week is all about...
It's all about the Benjamins?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
It's all about that bass.
That bass. No trouble.
No trouble.
I'm trying to catch up on Redbox movies, DVDs, movies that I missed at the theater. So that's what it's all about this week.
All right. Fantastic. So before we get started with some news, why don't you tell the listeners out there, maybe they're new, maybe they're old, maybe they forgot, where they can find more So Wizard Podcast.
Sure. So everybody can go to SoWizardPodcast.com and you will find the podcast there every week. You will also find links to our social media accounts on the right-hand side of the page. That is SoWizardPodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio and a Stitcher Radio app on your tablet or smartphone. You can also find us on apps like Podbean, Satchel, and Google Play Music. Joey.
I love it.
Thanks, Mark. It's good that somebody loves it. Great. So I guess we'll just jump feet first into a whole bunch of news.
Splash.
Splash 2.
Yo, pump it up. It's time for the news. Yo, we getting ready to bring you the news, boy.
Excellent. So let's start in the DC Extended Universe. Once again, some news from the DCEU. Hashtag DCEU is PU. The Flash. Fantastic TV show. Not so fantastic as a hobo samurai in Batman versus Superman with a crustache. But, looked kind of cool in the Justice League trailer in the 3 seconds we saw him in Suicide Squad. So, Flash movie's coming out. Unfortunately, it's now looking for a new director after, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name, from Dope, resigned over creative differences. And now they've gone back for a full page one rewrite on the script. Now, you may not know what that means. That doesn't mean they're taking the script they already had and kind of gussying it up. That means they're taking the script they had and throwing it in the trash where it belongs and starting over from page one. Any hope for the Flash, Aubrey?
No. I'd be excited if the guy that plays it in the show was the Flash, but since he's not, no. I'm not excited.
So that's the only way they could make this movie interesting for you would be to use the TV show characters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Mark?
I'm glad that someone finally recognized that they can't move forward with the story that they have. I mean, obviously the story is awful if the director walked away from it. You know, they hired him. Yeah, that's right. Two directors. You know, they hire these guys. They're like, hey, make a Flash movie. And they're like, all right. You look at the script and be like, man, this script is awful. I'm not doing it. And one of the brothers is like, all right, we'll get somebody else to do it. And I'm going to assume that no other director wants to do that script. I'm going to assume that they're shipping it around to other other up-and-coming film directors, and no one's biting it. So a page one rewrite sounds like a great idea. They have to figure out something because they've already debuted the character.
Maybe they dodged a bullet not using a script and direction from the driving force behind Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And, you know, it was kind of sad to see, God, I don't know how to say his name, Rick Famuyiwa from Dope. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
It was kind of sad to see him leave, but he also had creative differences with Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what I want from a Flash movie. To not suck would be a good start. Well, and no crustaches.
They've already hired the main guy for it, too. So, I mean, like, he signed on to do a movie without a script and without a director. I feel kind of bad for the kid. How do you...
Yeah, now he's pretending to be Peter Parker.
What?
What?
Yeah, because he's not even playing... He's Barry Allen, but he's, like, acting like Peter Parker. He's like, oh, I'm quirky teenage guy.
Right.
It's pretty lame.
I feel bad for the kid. You know, they hire him, offer him the gig. You're going to headline your big superhero movie franchise, but we don't have a script or a director. But we have this really cool costume that is going to appear for a few seconds inside of Suicide Squad. Congratulations.
Oh, God. The Flash. Trying to tell us that Lois Lane is the key.
Tell Lois Lane to start writing that fucking script then.
The crustache is the key. Yeah, I don't really have much hope for DC Expanded Universe crap. So I guess we'll get some hatred from the DC fanboys out there. But hey, man, it's not on me to make a good movie.
Dude, I just
it's on them to make a good movie.
I just would like 1 week for us to talk about the DC movie universe with like good news, like positive.
We had good news.
News
last week. We're excited about Green Lantern.
I'm hopeful about Aquaman and Wonder Woman, which makes no sense, but I am.
I'm not hopeful for Wonder Woman at all, but I'm hopeful for Aquaman.
I just want something positive to happen with Warner Brothers DC universe. That's all I want. Something good, please.
What about Wonder Woman, Mark? You're not excited for Wonder Woman?
I'm going to hold off my judgment until I actually see it. All of the ingredients are there. Will they stick the landing? Although that being said, I didn't hate Suicide Squad. I do recognize that it's not a good movie, but I didn't hate it.
Well, sour taste in my mouth from Suicide Squad.
Gal Gadot, I mean, how do you feel about everyone on this podcast kind of being down on the DC Expanded Universe?
Everybody betrayed me. I fed up with this world.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, Gal. Yeah, I don't know. Until they make a good movie, it's hard to really care.
Exactly.
It's starting to become Transformers for me. Like, who gives a fuck? This is going to be terrible. And it'll make a bunch of money. Just enough money to get more movies, but not enough money to, like, for anyone to care.
Mm-hmm. To break any records or anything like that.
I don't know anybody that likes Transformers. But somebody has to, like, well, I mean... Rich likes Transformers, but not the movies. I mean, he likes the movies, but he doesn't love the movies like he loves Transformers. But
yeah,
I don't know anybody that's like, fuck yeah, dude, Transformers 4 is coming out. 5, all right. Like, I don't know. I don't know anybody like that.
I don't either.
Somebody has to be. It made like $1 billion.
Yeah, it's for.
And I live in Pittsfield. You know.
It's the Pits.
Transformers is for the parents to bring their kids to go see. That's all there is to it. The kids like it.
Wu-Tang is for the children. All right.
Old Dirty Optimus.
Method Megatron. All right.
Okay.
Moving on. So this is something I see a lot of other shows like discussing in depth, and I don't really feel like discussing it in depth because there's not much to talk about.
Okay.
But Star Wars Episode 8 got a title. It is now officially called The Last Jedi. What do we think of this title? And we'll go with Mark first.
I like it. It's very simple and to the point. Kind of like the last one was The Force Awakens. This one is The Last Jedi. So I like it. You know, I don't need like a big explanation behind it. I think simple, to the point, and it makes me excited for it. The most exciting thing about this title is that they changed the color of the Star Wars logo, which I fucking love. I'm all about it.
All right. What about you, Aubrey?
I'm confused why there's The Last Jedi, like Luke's still alive. So I'm a little confused.
Maybe he's the last Jedi.
I'm wondering if he's going to die to make room for Rey.
I hope not.
No, I would think that because The Force Awakens was, you know, about Luke, but it wasn't about Luke. You know what I mean? It was about the pursuit of him. This one is going to be all about Luke's story from beginning to end. So he's the last Jedi. So that's,
unless they're saying it's the last Jedi because they had said that Kylo Ren killed all of the Jedis except for one child. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
I think Boss Nass is the last Jedi. I'm just happy the title doesn't suck. It's the only two times they've announced a title for a Star Wars movie where I've been like, ew, is The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. And we know how that turned out. So,
yeah, but Attack of the Clones made sense.
Yeah, it's still a terrible title for a terrible movie.
Oh, I definitely agree.
Thankfully, no giant monsters have clawed my stomach and strategically ripped my clothing to show my stomach.
It worked for me. All about it.
So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on all the upcoming news for Star Wars Episode 8. I'm hoping for a trailer soon. Trailer would be nice. When the hell was the last trailer?
For
it was April, maybe? February?
Well, for Force
it
Awakens?
It wasn't with the Super Bowl, the first Force Awakens teaser. I think it was a little after, so it'll be soon, though, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing, like, quick flashes of scenes for 27 seconds this time. I think people want more.
Well, they haven't shown a teaser. Like, I think we got the Force Awakens teaser, like, a year before the movie came out. Like,
yeah.
That December. And that was just, like, a quick little, like, you know, some shots from the film. So we still haven't even gotten that part yet. And it's coming out this year.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when the hell we're going to get that.
Beauty and the Beast, when it comes out in March.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, probably. That makes sense. People are going to be dancing and twirling around while it plays. Not going to see that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you are.
You can do that episode without me.
Yep, it's happening.
All right. That is not happening. All right. Moving on. We have Godzilla news.
Woo-hoo.
All right, so Godzilla was came out a few years ago with Quicksilver was the lead actor.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a sequel, not really, King Kong movie coming out in a few months. And then the next part of the Monsterverse will be Godzilla Destroy All, is it Destroy All Monsters? Is that the name of the title for the new one? Sure would be awesome if it was.
Oh, I don't remember. That sounds about right, though.
I was going to say Godzilla 2 Monster Boogaloo, but I don't think that's the title for it, though that would be amazing if it was. You know?
Monster Boogaloo?
Yeah, and it could be all about Minya, Godzilla's son. Have you guys ever seen that one where Godzilla's son recruits some kid to come to Monster Island with him?
No.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's like they made it out of stock footage of the other movies. It was just like a throwaway. It's really bad and amazing at the same time. No, it's called Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And it's going to star Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things in an unspecified role. And the director of Krampus is going to be directing it. So are you guys excited for Godzilla now? Aubrey?
No.
Did you see the first one?
I saw the first one, and it was too dark to pay attention to what was even happening. You couldn't see anything that was going on in the movie. You turn the brightness up on your TV, and you still can't see the movie.
Now, were you watching like a, let's see, how can I put this? An internet-provided copy of this movie?
No.
This is like a legit DVD?
Yeah. Hmm. Isn't that crazy?
It's a pretty dark movie. You see, you didn't like it, so you're not excited at all. about a sequel, regardless of who stars in it. What if Tom Hardy was Godzilla in the movie?
I would try really hard, but, you know.
Would you be okay with a, like, 30-story tall Tom Hardy knocking down your town?
You can knock down a lot more than that.
Whoa! Break the walls down. What about you, Mark?
I really like Millie Bobby Brown. I think she's actually a really good actress from what I can see in Stranger Things. We saw her at the Rhode Island Comic Con. She seemed like a really cool kid. So her being in a movie, I think it's cool. I definitely want to see these kids from Stranger Things branch out and do other things. I know one of them is doing Stephen King's It, and now she's announced to do Godzilla. So I'm psyched. And I actually like the guy who did Krampus did another movie that I liked called Trick or Treat. So I'm psyched that he's getting to do another big budget movie. I'm glad Krampus didn't destroy his career.
I thought Krampus did well.
It did okay, but I don't think it was really well received critically.
Well, to be fair, critics don't always know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to go see this, but I wasn't that big a fan of the first Godzilla movie that came out. Not that it's the first Godzilla movie to sound like a pleb, but like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one, the Gareth Edwards one, like it was kind of boring. And then, like, Bryan Cranston was the most interesting character, and he dies halfway through it. And you're just like, what?
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler for a three-year-old movie. Bryan Cranston dies in it.
Yeah, I agree with you. The movie did have some pacing problems. And Cranston definitely was the most interesting character in the movie. But I saw it. I saw it in the theaters, and I saw it in 3D. And the 3D, and it was really, really cool. There was a couple of times that I was like, whoa, that's... That they did a really good job with it, but
the fights with when it was the monsters fighting was great. It was mm-hmm. just everything else in between was like
right, yeah. So I liked it when I saw it in the theaters, but I don't need to see it again. That I saw it once, I'm good. But I'll be psyched to see the second one.
It's not like we're not going to go see it. And so far, she hasn't been in anything bad. Well, because she's only been in one thing, so, and it was awesome.
Exactly. And she was great.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to, man, this just feels like such a negative episode. Every piece of news is like, ugh.
Boo.
Speaking of ugh, X-Men, yeah. The wonderful franchise from Fox, is going to be getting a TV show. And everyone's favorite director of X-Men things, who is completely not washed up and totally doesn't need to step away because he's boring and is completely ruining the franchise, Bryan Singer, is going to be directing the pilot. X-Men TV show. Mark, what do you think?
I feel like we've covered this already, but I liked X-Men Apocalypse. So Bryan Singer is kind of the head of the table when it comes to the X-Men franchise. I say let him do this one last thing, and then he can go about his business.
He's been doing his one last thing for like three movies now. Get the hell out of here. Go have your underage boy pool parties and leave X-Men alone. What about you, Aubrey?
I think it depends on the way that he takes it. If he does a good job, then I would be all for it. I would love a TV show. I think that X-Men really could use a TV show.
I'm just scared it's going to be black leather and the same shit they show in the movies. I want to see costumes and crazy-ass fucking powers and mutants.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix should really take it, because they've done amazing with any show that they've put out, and they've done a really good job at not making the costumes look ridiculous, but still keeping somewhat to the look of the character. Like, even though Jessica Jones is not in her costume, they still, like, she still shows it, which is cool. So yeah. I think if Bryan Singer could pair with Netflix somehow, then it would work.
I'm pretty sure Netflix is like, or I'm sure like Marvel Studios is like, all right, you're handling our characters, you stay away from Fox. Those characters, fuck those guys.
This is definitely going to be on Fox. I mean, how could you guys not have faith in the studio behind Gotham,
mm-hmm.
Lethal Weapon, the TV series, and any other terrible TV show that they have on the air currently?
Fox is awesome. They put on Firefly and canceled it,
They canceled after airing the episodes out of order. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, good for Fox. It only makes sense. They have the X-Men franchise. It only makes sense that they'll do a TV show.
I'm just a glutton for punishment, so I'm really hopeful.
I want it to be good. I mean, I could always use another TV show to watch. I don't have too many as it is. But, yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think that Legion show is going to be really good. Like, I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Well, it does have Aubrey Plaza in it.
Oh, yeah. I just found that out this week.
And she could kind of get it. I got to tell you.
She stole my name.
Oh, that bitch.
It's all in the name.
That whole band.
But I am not that excited about an X-Men TV show. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's not like I won't at least watch the pilot to give it a chance, but
yeah, I mean, the movies are doing so well. I'm sure the TV show would just be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you just roll right off the thing. I can't wait for Apocalypse standing on rocks and doing nothing and being purple. I really hope for some awesome character development like we got of Psylocke. I know everything about her as a person now. She likes standing around. She likes blue bathing suits.
Long walks in a park. And
roller skating in the rain. Exactly. All right. So going from one TV show to another, do either of you guys get the channel Freeform?
Yes.
I don't know, actually.
It used to be the Family Channel, and then it became ABC Family Channel.
Mm-hmm. It's like 35 over here.
Yeah, I don't know any shows that used to come on that channel that I would watch.
They have the 25 Days of Christmas. 13 Days of Halloween. They do those segments.
Mm-hmm.
The 700 Club.
Oh yeah, there you go. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look and see if I get that channel.
Well, it used to be the Family Channel and it used to be ABC Family. Now it is Freeform, and they are going to be doing the Cloak and Dagger TV show set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, that's awesome!
And we got some. As close to confirmation as you can get without an official announcement of casting. And so Cloak will be Noah Gray Cabby, who was the kid on Heroes. And Dagger will be Debbie Ryan from Disney Channel's Sweet Life on Deck. What do you think, Mark? I'm going to say you have no idea who Cloak and Dagger is.
No. That's not true. I know who Cloak and Dagger is because they made an appearance.
They were in that movie with Dabney Coleman. You remember that one?
Yeah, it's like him and Elliot and like that's a computer.
Right. They're looking for an Atari game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie Ryan is the new Dabney Coleman.
they were in an issue or a couple of issues of the Runaways comic book when I was reading that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm aware of them, and I'm aware of Debbie Ryan because I used to watch Sweet Life of Zack and Cody because it would be on at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning when I would get home from work, and I needed something, like, you know, disposable that it, you know, only took, like, a half an hour to watch, and I actually did like that show. So I know who she is. I don't know if I buy her as, like, I don't know who I would assume Dagger would be, but I don't think it would have been her. She doesn't strike me as, from what I think of when I... From the little bit that I know of Dagger from the comic book. But, you know, Marvel has yet to cast someone completely off, in my opinion. So, that's a go for
it. So, you're in. You'll give it a chance.
I'm definitely going to give it a chance because I like Cloak and Dagger. I'm not too sure about the actors.
All right. What about you, Aubrey?
I think it's going to be really stupid because it's on Freeform.
Freeform is like if you took just the romantic parts of Arrow and made them into TV series.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really stupid on Freeform.
Wait, wasn't that channel, what was it? It was, like, Switched at Birth or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that channel. I used to have it at my old apartment. I don't know if I have it now. But yeah.
Welcome to the old apartment. This is where Mark used to watch Freeform.
Oh, you know what? One thing I did read about Cloak and Dagger is that it's going to be directed by this female director. Hold on, let me see if I can grab her name. That made a movie that I used to love. Actually, I still love. A movie called Love and Basketball with Omar Epps. Oh, God. And Sanaa Lathan. And I love that movie. And the director is Gina Bryce Gina Price Bythewood. She directed that movie, and I absolutely love that movie. So if she's directing Cloak and Dagger, I am all in. I'm throwing my money at the screen right now. Take my money, please.
Oh, man. Aubrey, it looks like you're out. You're outnumbered. You're going to have to watch at least the first episode.
All right.
I'm all in. The second I heard Debbie Ryan was going to be in a skin-tight white unitard.
Come on.
I don't give a crap what happens in the show. The rest of the show could be someone talking about how awesome DCEU is for an hour. As long as she's there in that outfit, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she's going to be in that outfit.
Probably not.
Well, I'm sure she'll have a white outfit, but they'll like do something to it. It's not going to be the same one in the comics, unfortunately. But all my sweet life on deck fantasies will come true once Freeform comes out with this TV show. So.
What about your Hey Jesse fan or Hey Jesse Fantasies, the other show that she did?
I never watched that because my daughter had aged out of Disney Channel by the time that came out. Gotcha. So we missed that. We missed Dog with a Blog. All that era of shows we didn't have to watch.
So you missed phase two of the Disney
Cinematic Universe. Yeah, we jumped out. We tapped out at Good Luck Charlie. So.
Gotcha.
Starring Thor from the Incredible Hulk TV movie as the dad. But the funny thing about Freeform is that it's originally was the Family Channel, so
right.
It was created by Pat Robertson's church. No. You know who Pat Robertson is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's they created that channel and they got it way a million years ago back when cable first started. They got that on almost every cable channel and every cable network in the country because it's an easy sell to say here's the Family Channel was like mm-hmm. good-natured wholesome programming
and so
they have the 700 Club on there, which is their religious like news magazine show, and as part of their contract when they sold the rights to the whole channel and all the access to all those cable companies to ABC, which has been renamed it ABC Family, the 700 Club can never be canceled. It must always air on the Family Channel no matter what. It can never be canceled. That's why they still play that at like 11 o'clock at night.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
I was in that Amazon warehouse. My break was 11:15 to 11:45. And I would always go and sit in the cafeteria and eat cold Chef Boyardee and watch the 700 Club.
You're like, sweet, sit down and watch me some Secret Life of a Teenager thing. And
nope.
700 Club
no,
is on.
No Kyle XY. It's 700 Club. So that's my Family Channel Freeform trivia for the day.
Excellent.
I'm excited. Hopefully that's going to come out soon. We'll see. We'll see. And then let's move on to some more news. We got Oscar nominations. So Oscar nominations came out. Aubrey, do you care at all about the Oscars?
No.
I'm kind of in the same boat, so we'll just defer to Marquis Marcellus Reagans. Anything that should have been nominated that wasn't. I didn't see a lot of nominations for Captain America Civil War for Best Picture. I was pretty disappointed there. And they don't have a Man or Woman Crush of the Year category, so clearly our End of the Year awards are superior. But Mark, what's going on with the Oscars? Give us a lowdown here. Anything snubbed?
Yeah, there was one movie that I really wanted to see nominated for something, and that was one of my favorite movies of the year, Sing Street, which I probably talked about on the show before.
Yes, you have.
I figured we could, if it didn't get nominated for Best Picture, I know it's kind of a long shot, but I assumed it would hopefully get nominated for Best Original Song, because the songs in there are really good. And it is kind of a pseudo musical, but it didn't even get nominated for that. So there's only nine movies made it to the ballots this year. If there was 11, Sing Street might have squeezed in there, but unfortunately it's not there. So I still like the movie. I still recommend everyone should watch it on Netflix. It's a great flick. The Oscar nominations, other than that, this is probably one of the few times that I can look at the nominees for Best Picture and say that I've actually seen all of them before the nominations were announced, except for one. There's only one flick that I didn't see called Lion, and our good buddy Adam Wollyhawk strongly suggested I do go see it. That's the one that I had my list of movies to go see I didn't put that on there. I talked to Wally Hawk, and he said, yes, go see it. So I have one more flick to see, and then I would have seen all of the Best Picture nominations.
Like lion, like you're lying, or lion, like roar?
Lion, like roar, like Simba.
Sounds like it might be interesting, but probably not if it's nominated for an Oscar.
It stars Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire and TV show Skins that I used to like a lot back in the day. And Nicole Kidman and somebody else, some other people.
I can't push myself to like Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes sense that she was married to Tom Cruise at one point.
Because you hate them both.
Yeah, she just gets under my skin. She's really annoying. I can't buy her as an actress.
I also hate Nicole Kidman.
What?
Has she ever been in a good movie?
Oh, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah, we have. No, she hasn't. And she's not hot. She looks like she's made out of like wax. Sucks. Let's get rid of her.
Just get rid of her. Nicole Kidman, you're fired. Get out of here.
You're out.
She has a really annoying voice, too.
And her face sucks.
Bewitched.
It just like goes right through me.
She was in Bewitched, the movie. There you go.
Never
even more
seen
reason
it.
To hate her. I'm actually going to go right now through her filmography and see if there's anything she's been in that's good.
Days of Thunder. Far and Away.
No.
Practical Magic.
No. All right. Starting in 1983.
Come on.
Nothing.
Happy Let's Feet? Tell it. How about Happy Feet? Can I get that?
She's in a movie called BMX Bandits. That sounds pretty interesting.
There you go. Yeah, I think her and it's her and Tandy Newton are in that movie, I think.
I do like BMX movies from the 80s. Oh, she was terrible in Batman Forever.
She was smoking in that movie, dude.
She was not. She's never been smoking.
As Chase Meridian or whatever her name was. I loved her.
She was in The Golden Compass.
Okay, yeah, that's a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's a good book.
The Golden Compass was a good book?
Yeah, it was a good book, not a good movie.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, she's out.
Come on,
she's
you got to find one.
Not been anything good.
All right. This goes out to the WizKids. WizKids, please help out Nicole Kidman. It suddenly turned into an infomercial to save her career.
For pennies a day, you can save Nicole Kidman while Sarah McLachlan music plays and she's like in a cage.
If you can think of one good Nicole Kidman movie, please let us know. I'm a fan of The Others. I thought that was a decent movie. Eyes Wide Shut, maybe sneak that in there. I'm still a fan of Far and Away, but that's just me.
She sucks.
She also filmed a movie in Northampton, and she came to my movie theater, so I have like
That was your chance to like lock her in the closet and stop her from making more bad movies.
I like Nicole Kidman.
I voted me and Aubrey don't like her.
Yep, two against one.
Oh, The Peacemaker with George Clooney. Fuck you. That movie's awesome.
Oh, man. That movie's terrible.
That movie's awesome.
For a second, I thought you were going to say The Beastmaster. And I was like, she wasn't Beastmaster. That movie rules.
Yeah, buddy. Peacemaker. George Clooney. I'm all right. There you go. I'm good. I found my one Nicole Kidman movie that I own.
It's certainly no Beastmaster 2 Through the Portal of Time. I'll tell you that. Anyway. So let's move on to our last piece of news. And I can't believe I almost forgot about this piece of news. So unfortunately, guys, I do apologize, but we do have to go back into the DC expanded universe.
No!
Every time you think you're out, they drag you back in.
They won't go away.
No, it won't. It's like that kid that like wants to hang out with you and he sucks and like everybody tries to like not make plans around them so they won't invite themselves, but it just keeps fucking showing up.
Like, so who invited him?
Seriously, like who told fucking DC Expanded Universe about this? Like, get out of here. But they're going to make a Shazam movie. OK, we all knew this was coming.
Right.
And The Rock is going to play Black Adam, who is Shazam's villain.
Right.
But then they announced that they're going to do a Black Adam movie first, starring The Rock, and then a Shazam movie. And it doesn't seem to make any sense to me. What do you think, Mark?
I didn't know about that. I thought they were going to do Shazam with, Black Adam being like a major part of it. And then he's going to get his own spinoff movie.
Nope.
So they're doing a Black Adam movie first.
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh, my God. Further proof that they have no idea what they're doing. These guys just need to... Someone needs to figure this whole thing out before they start announcing this shit. Just do it and don't announce it. I want a Shazam movie. I want The Rock to play Shazam. That's what I want.
Stole my thunder.
Sorry.
I was just going to say that. But Aubrey, what about you? You love The Rock.
I think The Rock's ego was like, no, you know what? I want my movie first, and then you're going to do a movie starring me because I'm center of attention.
And they're in no area to negotiate with The Rock.
Yeah. It's DC. They need to get as many good actors as they can.
Hmm. I will go see a Black Adam movie, though. I'm not going to lie.
You're ridiculous. The Rock movie with Black Adam is going to be awful. And I think the Shazam movie is probably going to be pretty awful. And I 100% agree with Mark that The Rock should be playing Shazam. Like, could you think of a better actor to play what's basically like a little kid turns into an adult superhero and still maintains the mentality of a little kid, but is like a super powerful diesel, like buff guy? Like, who else would be better for that than The Rock?
Should be The Rock is Shazam and Stone Cold is Black Adam.
There you go. Well, you know, there's also, you know, we wanted to contact The Rock and see what he had to say about it.
How does it make you feel? It doesn't matter how it makes you feel.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Aww.
That's all you need to know about the DC Expanded Universe. It doesn't matter.
That's their new motto. The DC Cinematic Universe. It doesn't matter.
That should be our motto, so we don't have to talk about it every week. I'm sorry, Lewis. I'm so sorry. Anyway, that wraps up our news. So let's move on to this week's recurring segment. We got ya, Taboo. Aubrey, have you caught up on Taboo yet?
I have watched episode 2, but I haven't watched episode 3 yet.
So, okay. Tell us about episode 2 and how you feel about Taboo.
I'm trying really hard to be as supportive as possible to my bae. But I'm trying real hard. I'm really confused as to what's going on. They're not doing a very good job at explaining some things. And it's just kind of like all these people come in to play and you have no idea who they are, how they're related to the situation or anything. You just are thrown into this show and this world and you have no idea what's going on. And then there's these weird flashbacks of Africa and you don't know why they're so horrifying. I mean, there are certain parts that do look like they're horrifying, but you still have no idea what happened to him in Africa, so you don't know why it's so horrifying. And then he just like goes through the town, this crazy son of a guy that died, and you don't know why. So episode 2, he buys a ship, and then he realizes that the ship was used for slavery somehow. He just like looks in between the floorboards and there's like some confetti or something. So he digs all the confetti up naked for some reason.
That was for you, Aubrey.
And I felt cheated because it didn't show me anything.
Were you like peering your head like around the TV? You're like, wait, I can almost see something.
Yeah, I was like, what if this is just side leg? I can see that on myself. It's just side leg.
Not even a butt shot?
No.
Damn it, like, FX.
I know, what the fuck? So you can watch a horror get plowed, but you can't see his ass. Whatever. Is what it is, I guess, FX. You just really are hurting me for Fantastic Four. So he buys a ship, he digs up all this confetti stuff, and then it, like, shows him in the water letting all the confetti go, and that's supposed to be something. So he realizes it was a slavery ship, yells at somebody for it being a slavery ship. There's another weird interaction between him and his sister, which again make you think that there's some incest going on. He decides to be a partner with the whore that's living in his father's old trading company place, because she's trying to kill him. And then the East India Trading Company is trying to kill him. He ends up stabbing somebody a million times. He gets stabbed. And that's kind of how I understand what's going on. Somebody steals his horse, and then they make a
wait,
a
his horse or his horse?
His horse. And then they make a pact, and then he burns somebody's ship. No idea whose it is. He just burns it down. And, yeah. Sends his sister a crystal or a diamond. I think it might be a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
She locks it away as if it's some sort of secret that he sent her a diamond. She's, and then somehow some lady pops up and she's like, I was married to your father. You have no rights to anything. And then he's like, show me what you have for proof. That's the gist.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers that are being peeled back on this show. And I think like the more episodes that come on, you're not going to get the whole story until the very, very end. But I think every week they're going to peel back just a little bit more. And they jump around a lot. Like, yeah. 1 hour feels like 8 hours because they're in like 100 different scenes.
That's why I only watched episode 2, because it took so long to get through episode 2 that I couldn't watch episode 3. I was like, okay, I'm done for the day. I'll watch it tomorrow. But I'm really hoping it's going to be one of those shows that you get to the end of it and you're like, wow, that was a really good show. It all came together. Because I've had that where getting through the show is really hard. But once you get to the end, you're like, wow, that actually was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to get... It reminds me of Game of Thrones a lot. There's just a lot of drama that peels away each week. And then eventually you'll get some really cool stuff. I am getting slowly more invested into the show. I did watch the third episode, and they do advance the story a little bit more. It definitely feels like a Count of Monte Cristo type of story, a guy that comes back and he's out for revenge. And the company, this evil company, wants to control him to get his land, but there's more to it than that. And I think more of the we know what happened to his dad. There's something that happened with his mom. And I think that is the aspect that's going to be a little bit more like magical or, otherworldly. So I think once you start to get into those levels, it's going to get a lot better. But I like him. I like him as a badass. I think the fact that he doesn't take any shit from anyone, I love. Like all those guys are like yelling at him, you know, your dad died and he owed us all of this money.
And then like, he just throws all the pounds on the
throws it on the table. Like, there you go. You want your money? Here's your money. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, yes. That's some Bruce Wayne shit. I love that. I love that.
I think this show should be called Taboos because it's boring as hell. That's my contribution.
You, but have you been watching it, Joey? Are you caught up?
I am halfway through episode 2. I made it to where he was talking to some bald guy about horses.
Oh.
And I just fucking tapped out. I was like, I don't fucking care.
That actor is Stephen Gangnam, I think is his name. And
Gangnam Style?
I love that guy. I love that actor. I think he's awesome.
No one watches this Cars video on YouTube, and that's the song that plays when they're racing around. And I'm like, Noah, what are you watching? And he goes, Gangnam Style. Like, how do you know this?
It's fantastic.
Let's move on to the main event of the evening.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say, watch Taboo FX. There you go. We got you, Taboo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Fantastic. So our main event this episode is a full review and reaction to the new CW show, Riverdale. We all had a chance to watch it. And there's only been one episode so far. It was the pilot or premiere episode. And I just wondered, you know, without going to spoilers, yeah, we're going to spoil the hell out of it. But just without going to spoilers, what did you think, Aubrey?
I actually really liked it.
What about you, Mark?
I liked it also. I enjoyed it.
I didn't like it when I was watching it. But when it ended, I was like, okay, I'll watch that next week.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's our quick non-spoiler impressions. I guess Mark will now delineate that spoilers are ahoy for Riverdale.
One clear spoiler. Here's a spoiler. You will die alone.
Excellent. So, yeah, Riverdale, we got a murder mystery and teenage shenanigans and a really old Luke Perry.
With a beard that I swear to God, it looks like it's dyed black. That beard looks so fucking weird on him.
You know, it's how old is Luke Perry? Because he was like 40 right. when they were making 90210. So, like, he's got to be like 90 now, right?
Dude, seriously. But he looks, I mean, except for the beard, he looks pretty much the same.
Yeah. I mean, Aubrey, you remember Luke Perry, right?
I've heard his name. What's he from?
90210. He was Archie's dad.
I think I've just looked him up on Wikipedia for being in something.
Oh, he was in the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Correct.
No, it was in something else.
It was in a bull riding movie.
Mm.
No. Got nothing. All right, well. I feel super old now that 90210 is too old for Aubrey.
Well, I remember the show. I just never watched it. But there's something that I recently looked him up for, and I can't remember what it was. Maybe he was referenced in something.
True that. So, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, I really liked the murder mystery aspect of this, but the teenage shenanigans made me feel really old and like, it's like, do teenagers act like this? Is this a real thing?
They do on the CW, man. The show reminded me of like a mixture of Smallville without the superpowers and Veronica Mars. Just that kind of weird, clicky, quirky type of high school that only exists on TV, only on a CW network.
It had a lot of weird references to Archie Comics being based on Archie Comics, but it seemed like it wasn't based on Archie Comics. But they had like forced in references to it, so it has the names and stuff, but it like completely, they could just change everybody's name to like Ralph and Fred and like nobody would notice.
Yeah, it was very weird. They don't have... It's like it's an Archie TV series, but it's not an Archie TV series. Like, what is why did they need to be in the Archie cinematic universe?
Because those characters are pretty much defined, I think, as they are. Like, Archie's the guy that's caught between two girls, and Jughead is his friend that likes hamburgers.
Yeah, but Jughead wasn't eating hamburgers. He was typing on his laptop.
But he was at the hamburger.
He's joint. A hipster.
That's right. He's also from the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Right, he is Cody?
Or Zach.
Who knows?
Or Sweet or Life.
He's also in Big Daddy. Oh,
so this is now our second reference to Sweet Life on this week's episode.
And the girls were rather attractive, living up to the CW there. If you were to rank the girls in order of hottest to not hottest, Mark, what would you say?
That's tough. I would probably have to go with... So basically you're asking if I'm a Betty or a Veronica guy.
Or Cheryl.
Oh, definitely not Cheryl. Her characteristics are just too evil for me. I'm sorry. I know she's supposed to be like a mean girl, but she's too good at being a mean girl. So I'm going to have to go with Betty. I like them tall.
Yeah, I would go Betty, Cheryl, and then Veronica.
What? Veronica doesn't come in second?
No, not feeling Veronica at all. What about you, Aubrey?
You know, I just like all women.
All right, so you a Archie?
Plus, Betty was in her underwear at the beginning. So
Aubrey, are you a Archie or a Jughead?
Neither.
What?
Reggie? Moose?
I don't know. None of them are appealing to me. I feel like Archie is kind of... man whore. Like he tells Betty that he loves her and he cannot be good enough for her, but then he told Veronica that he never had those feelings for her, and then he's in love with his teacher. I don't know, just feel like he's a man whore. No. Ruins it for me.
It was interesting to see the girl be friend zoned on a show instead of the guy.
Yeah
And you know, one of the things that I really did like about the show is that the characters are instantly, like, you can instantly identify with them, with their characteristics, like right away. You knew exactly where Betty was coming from within like the first scene. You knew exactly where Veronica was coming from within the first scene. Archie was the one that surprised me. I thought I knew him. I thought I like right from the beginning, I'm like, oh yeah, I know this guy. Goody two shoes, you know, football team, helping out his dad. You know, every week we're going to get that father-son moral story. And then they showed a scene of him walking, and the teacher, like, pulls up in a car, and I'm like, oh, shit. Archie's hot for the teacher. I'm not mad at that at all. So good for him. So I like that they gave him a little bit of edge. I like that.
He fucked her in a very uncomfortable place.
like the back of a Volkswagen.
How they had room, none of us will ever know.
It really freaked me out that she was Miss Grundy, because in Archie comics and cartoons, Miss Grundy is like 90-year-old woman with a nose that's shaped like a rectangle.
Well, again, this is the CW, so, you know, they have to bend the rules a little bit.
They pushed her through the CW filter, and that's what came out.
That's what it was. It was a special filter on the cameras. Click it on the CW. But his teacher is smoking, dude. I'm have to rearrange my order.
You're putting Miss Grundy ahead.
I'm gonna put Miss Grundy at number one, and then Betty. Hell yeah.
I didn't like that Cheryl Blossom was like straight out of Mean Girls.
Right.
It almost felt like she's like pulled like right out of that movie, or she was trying to do an imitation of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did seem like it.
I didn't think it was weird that her and her brother were walking to the boat hand in hand.
That was kind of incestual in the beginning.
And how she referred to him as the love of her life, or no, her as her soulmate. I'm like, really?
Well, I think it's probably going to go to some dark places, because he was shot in the head, and we don't know what he did to Betty's sister yet either.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But what do you think? Are you on board for more episodes?
Yes.
Mark?
I'll watch a couple more until it goes off the rails. But I think this first episode, this pilot episode, was really good. I also really liked Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, yeah.
I was really excited to see Josie and the Pussycats.
I really wish they had covered the song from the prom at Napoleon Dynamite, though.
Oh, I don't remember that. What song is that?
Forever Young.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would have been perfect, but they did not.
I just want we already got who Josie is, and she has like the reddish tint to her afro, which I thought was pretty cool. I want the other two girls to act like the comic book characters too. Like one to be like really badass and one to be kind of ditzy.
Are they going to have a spinoff where they go into outer space?
Oh my God. That'd be great. Dear CW.
Could be a sequel to Homeboys in Outer Space.
So this is how it starts. You know, it starts with Arrow, then it goes to The Flash. So it starts with Riverdale, and then it goes to Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space.
There you go.
That's a spinoff. And then they could do a Legends of Tomorrow like team up.
Legends of the Archieverse.
Yeah, so I would definitely be watching it for more Josie and the Pussycats. I actually like the way that they used the logo, too, the actual like Josie and the Pussycats logo on the drums. I thought that was really cool.
Interesting. I was surprised there wasn't more Reggie in it. Usually he's a pretty big part of Archie. He was just kind of there to be like, yeah, bro! And that was it.
Yeah, and doesn't him and Archie, aren't they like, not enemies, but they don't frenemies. Like each other, right?
They're like frenemies, and Reggie usually dates Veronica.
Yeah, that's happening. It's definitely happening. I'm psyched.
Moose was ready to explore the other side until they found a dead body.
Yeah, I think it's cool that they brought in the other kid too, Kevin something from
Kevin
the comic
Keller.
Books. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
His sister Helen is blind and deaf,
so she has no idea what show she's on.
Yeah, she doesn't even know. They just drop her right in front of the camera. And she's like, whoa. That was our second Helen Keller reference in the history of the podcast. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Aubrey, you're quiet.
She hated it.
I'm just listening. No, I really did like it. I mean, I don't have much to say because it was only one episode, but I think that I'm going to watch episode two, and I think that it really was It did a really good job at keeping my interest.
Much, much better than expected.
Yes, yes, it was.
Sweet. Well, I'm on the same boat as you. I'm definitely going to stick with it at least for a few more episodes until it starts to get really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this show should be on Freeform.
Yes.
It just has to get it. Once it hits the stage of the series, like on Dawson's Creek when he went away to college, and then the show started to suck, then I'm out. But you know, as long as, you know, he's still coming through, Joey's still coming through the window, you know, we're good.
I did like the way that they kept saying that they were sophomores. Like, they kept reiterating, we're sophomores, i.e. this show will be on for 3 seasons at least before we have to worry about the college years. Let's just get that straight right now.
They're going to go work at a beachfront, like, villa, like on Saved by the Bell. Then they'll have the new class. Where's Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Right?
Maybe she's coming. Maybe she's the one that killed him.
That's the...
I want to see some Sabrina. I'm a Sabrina guy. We need to get some Sabrina up in here.
That's going to be the season one cliffhanger.
Girl with short blonde hair wearing a black headband is going to show up and start wiggling her nose. Can't wait. Oh, excellent.
One more person that I have to change my list again. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what was the teacher's name?
Ms. Grundy.
Ms. Grundy. Okay, so Ms. Grundy's number one. Yeah. And then Betty's mom, the chick from Twin Peaks. That's number two right there. That's number two. I vaguely remember Twin Peaks, but I do remember she was smoking on that show, and she's kept up very nicely. So yes.
Are you sure? Are you done? You want to put Pops in there? Or
I don't know. All right, you know. Okay, so I gotta get more from the Pussycats. That's what I need.
Okay.
I think one of them might go into the top three, and then Betty, and then maybe Moose. I might squeeze Moose in there.
Moose and Kevin Keller. Awesome. So it looks like we all like the show, and we're all going to keep watching it, at least for now. Moving on to finish up for the night with some recommendations. Aubrey, any recommendations for our listeners out there?
I think you all should watch Riverdale. Try to stick with Taboo with me. Stick it out with me, my friends. And that's all I have for this week.
It's good. It's a good bring, though. It's a good bring. What about you, Mark?
I want to recommend everyone listen to a K-pop group that I love called the Wonder Girls. They recently announced their disbandment this year after 10 years of being together, and it broke my heart.
Is it creative differences?
The Wonder Girls is the group that they are the reason why I listen to K-pop. That was the group that was like my gateway into it. And so I love them. They're like my team. And they announced that they are disbanding after 10 years. And it's depressing, and I've been, you know, upset about it. But all their category is available on iTunes. Go to iTunes, listen to some K-pop. It makes you feel good. So Wonder Girls, 2007 to 2017.
Not bad, not bad. Well, I will recommend that everyone go to SoWizardPodcast.com. Check out the podcast there every week. Links to all our social media accounts on the right-hand side of the page, SoWizardPodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. Listen to us on Stitcher Radio and the Stitcher Radio app on your tablet or smartphone. I will recommend you check out a documentary on HBO. Just came out, and it is called Beware the Slender Man. Now, this is the documentary. If you have never heard of Slender Man, it's a like urban legend that was created on the Something Awful message boards a few years ago. And there were different pictures and creepypastas and YouTube series made about it. And basically these two girls that were like 12 became obsessed with it and decided to murder their third friend to appease the Slender Man. So it's all about that case and what happened. And it's awful.
Why are you recommending it?
The documentary is good. The actual like circumstances are terrible of what happened. So very, very tough to watch at times, but very interesting. So that's my recommendation. Get on HBO and check it out.
One of their parents one of the kids parents finally came out and started talking about it. Like, everybody's been very hush-hush about that whole situation until now.
Yeah, I mean, they stabbed that girl, like, 13, 20 times, something like that, and then she had to... They thought she was dead. They left her there in the woods, and she crawled to a bike path, and somebody found her. Fucking brutal stuff. Hard to watch. But, you know, very interesting. So that's my recommendation. Beware the Slender Man on HBO.
Now, is it, you know, do they do any kind of, like, scary stuff with the Slender Man? Like, is there any, like jump scares?
No, it's not like, it's not like that.
All right, I'll watch it then.
Yeah, you should have already watched The Nightmare on Netflix. I told you to watch that already. So. Mm-hmm. But you didn't watch it.
Nope, didn't watch that either. Nope.
That one's way more scarier than this. But all that being said, this has been episode number 130. Can you believe it, guys? 130 weeks in a row.
We did it.
We did it, fam. Of the So Wizard podcast, I am your host, Joey DiCarlo. My co-hosts, Aubrey Litchfield.
I'm going to make some tacos.
And the expert, Marquis Marcellus Reagans.
Rest in peace to Mary Tyler Moore and John Hurt. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Good journey.
I think so.
Wizards is just a crazy
transmission you intercept.